how is this different in any way from previous efforts to go to the $30 tabs?
Well, the voters have twice voted for $30 tabs, two of our initiatives that we've done in the past. They kept car tabs down basically for like 10 years, and it's only in the last couple of years they started shooting back up again. So it's kind of like, you know, the ship was clean for a long time, and our initiative scrapes off all the barnacles and takes it back down to a clean ship, and we pay $30 to license our vehicles in the state of Washington again.
Is it the vehicle valuations that we are receiving are inaccurate and inflated? Maybe talk a bit about that. How are they inaccurate?
The whole reason this initiative even qualified for the ballot, the 352,000 people signed the petitions, is because they read in the newspaper that the government isn't taxing us honestly. They're saying a $10,000 car is being taxed as if it's worth $25,000. And it's just totally corrupt. It's the same valuation system that's being imposed right now. And for the last 2 years, legislators have talked about doing something about it, but they've done nothing. And this initiative gets rid of that dishonest valuation system, says everyone pays $30, and it says in the future, if they ever want to bring up a new value type tax, they have to use Kelley Blue Book, which is how much your vehicle is actually worth.
Then the other, another angle you were talking about is that the state's actually bringing in record revenues as it is, so it's not really going to hurt them that much if they were to lower it to a $30 tab for everybody.
Yeah, the opponents of our initiative just use nothing but threats, lies, and scare tactics to try and get people to not vote for the initiative. But the reality is it's just not credible when the state is sitting on a huge $3.5 billion tax surplus, which is more than enough money to backfill any affected government program. And that's exactly what will happen. Once the initiative passes, once the voters overwhelmingly say we're against dishonest taxes, they're going to, every government that's currently getting money, every contractor that's currently getting money from this dishonest tax is going to go hat in hand to the legislature and say, give us some of that $3.5 billion tax surplus. But they're going to have to re-justify their existence, their funding, their efficiency, their effectiveness. It's essentially a big, huge performance audit on every single government program, and I think that's nothing but a positive thing.
He's making the case that, you know, if this happens, it will stop them from completing much needed, you know, repairing infrastructure on this side of the state, or, you know, continuing to fund programs like the North-South Freeway and fix bridges and the like. So what's your general rebuttal to that?
Andy Billig is refusing to do his job. For the last 2 years, the constituents throughout the state of Washington have been pounding legislators saying, stop imposing this dishonest tax. Stop miscalculating our vehicles. For the last 2 years, he's done nothing. He's refused to do anything about it. He will not actually pass a bill that actually fixes the problem. Our initiative fixes the problem. But once the initiative passes, Andy Billig's in a position to be able to use some of that $3.5 billion tax surplus for anything he wants. And he's got tremendous influence to be able to bring back as much of that $3.5 billion as he wants to, and they can use that money for anything. The reality is our initiative doesn't touch any of the road money, the highway money. The initiative that we're dealing with only affects those government programs, the non-road type of projects, and I think that there's nothing wrong with all of those programs having to re-justify themselves and go to Andy Billig and say, Andy, our initiative just got through passing. We used to get a bunch of money from this corrupt, you know, taxation system. We want a piece of that $3.5 billion tax surplus. And if they make a good, compelling case, they'll be able to get that money.